Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, a daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. When I think about life in general, and I think about the best thing you can do for someone else, and I think the best thing that any of us can do for another person is to have an impact, to make an impact, do something to make their life better. If you can do that, and if you can do that with multiple people, in my mind, that makes you a true success in life. So as a parent, you think about your primary role, right? A role in which you get very little training for. You have this being that you become completely responsible for. And so most of us get into this not knowing very much about the role, but over time, we get to be, hopefully, competent parents. And in the end, the quality of your parenting has a very, very strong correlation to the long-term happiness and the long-term success of your child. So when we think about a responsibility, clearly being a parent is as big as it gets. Right? That's it. And if you can make an impact on your child and you can be a great parent to that child, then you've done something very special. Now, after your children, the people whose life you have the greatest influence on, I would argue that that could be your employees, people that work for you or that report into you. Think about it this way. If you look at most full-time workers, they spend right around half their waking life doing their job. Right. So this, and if you're the person they're reporting into, that becomes an awesome responsibility. But here's the challenge: as a manager, most people are never taught how to manage people. It's kind of like being a parent; you just sort of figure it out. Think about this: as a parent, you have the responsibility to do everything in your power to ensure the happiness and success of your child. As a boss, I would argue you have a similar responsibility, but to your employees. But here's the thing. Again, most bosses weren't trained to be managers, and they don't truly understand this reality. But if you used this concept to guide you, do everything in your power to ensure the happiness and success of the people that report into you. If you did that, and every manager within an organization did that, you would have one amazing place. A company that would succeed with workers that love their jobs and love coming to work every day and have positive attitudes and are very, very productive. And at the end of the day, that's what it's really all about. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com. From there, they can click on other links to iTunes or to Stitcher where they can pull in the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about the concept of the Platinum Rule, which suggests that treat people as they would like to be treated. And I want you to think about this, and we're going to talk about it from the standpoint of people that work for you. For today, if you have people that you're responsible for at work, I want you to think about the concept that we suggested, and that is, it is your responsibility to do everything in your power to ensure their happiness and their success. And if you operate from that standpoint, you're going to have people that will do anything for you.